And more.
Okay. What about the ones that are driven with gas or electricity, they're called?
A lawnmower.
And what about the ones that you ride?
A tractor.
Or the...
Even the grass cutter, okay. Yeah.
And to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up with a...
A hoe.
Or something that an animal would pull.
Or a plow.
Do you ever hear names of different kinds of plows?
No.
What's something that had little teeth in it that would break up the ground finer than a plow would?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, may have known that a long time ago. But
do you ever hear people talk about a hara or a hara? And nowadays a power-driven thing that would break up the ground. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah, I know. It's all those discs.
Yeah?
Yeah, no.
You've never heard the name for that? Something, if you had, say, flowers growing or something, a little hand tool about less than a foot long.
Trowel.
Okay. Have you done that sort of work before?
Yeah. A trowel is a small shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Or a claw, which is the
one
points.
What's the thing that you could use, it's got the hard teeth to it, that you could use for scratching the surface of the dirt?
Mud rake.
Hmm?
A mud rake.
What does that look like?
It's just, you know, a pole with, on the end of it, a hard iron set of teeth.
Like a comb?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's the one that's got the long pole like that, but flexible teeth, like
a grass rake.
Hmm?
Grass rake.
Okay. And what would you use them to trim the hedge with?
Hedge clippers.
Okay. Do you make a distinction between the power driven one and the hand operated one?
No. Mm-mm.
And the kind of saw that you could use for chopping off a tree limb or something?
A tree saw.
Okay. What's that look like?
It's got bigger teeth, larger teeth, and not quite as symmetrical as the other saws, like rip saws and stuff like that.
What do you call? What would be just a general name for a saw that's got power driven and has a chain to it?
Chainsaw.
Would a rip saw be a kind of a chainsaw? Or?
No, it would be a regular hand saw.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a carpenter's tool.
Mm-hmm.
For different grains of wood. A rip saw would be larger teeth.
What about the tree?
Tree saw would be a hoop of metal with a blade in it, with those
mm-hmm.
irregular type teeth.
With hand driven teeth?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what different kinds of fences would people have?
Oh, picket, redwood, hedges. Or use as fences down here, which would be, I guess, just a regular wire or metal fence where a certain type of bush has been allowed to grow up around it.
What do you mean a regular wire fence? What is it?
The coils of wire together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You talking about the ones with the diamond shape?
Yeah, right.
Did you ever hear another name for that?
No.
What about industrial fencing, a chain link, a cyclone, a hurricane fence?
I've heard cyclone, never hurricane or industrial link. But a cyclone fence is just sort of not used at all.
The term isn't used?
No, you might see that on the side of the package or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what does a picket fence look like?
Little slats of white wood. You know.
Pointed at the top?
Yeah.
Is it nailed or woven together?
Nailed.
And the kind of fence that, with metal, it would catch your clothes on it.